think he hates breakfast radio.
Oh, Bobby Malik.
And the Dr. RJ.
Well, I know it's a little bit early for Employee of the Week, and strictly speaking, this bloke isn't actually a fully paid employee of Triple J, although he has done so much work for the listeners of Triple J over the last few years.
Absolutely. In various acts, he's cropped up on the Hottest 100. He's helped flesh out the Hottest 100 over several years.
I think it's fair to say that this is one of the hardest working musicians in the country and certainly one of the hardest singers. Ian Kenny from Birds of Tokyo and Carnival. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, lads. Hey, it doesn't sound like I'm officially on the books, but I'll do cash in hand if that helps.
That's how it works here.
Well, actually, we're going to make it work for free because the whole reason for having you on the radio this morning is an invitation to the beautiful people of Perth, of your hometown, to come and join you for a free gig, which is pretty cool. You guys are going to be kind of celebrating the whammies for us, which is very nice.
Yeah, we are. It's coming up in May, that one.
Yeah.
Is this, as a five-time Whammy Award winner, Carnival the band, is this kind of how they, you know, how you repay the favour?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, you know, being part of the Whammies is all about having a good time and eating some cake and having some beers, you know.
You've eaten a few of those cakes as well, Kenny.
Yeah, I know.
Do they change in? Do they get better in flavour, or do you know? Or is the cake a bit boring now? Is it a boring?
No, it's a sensational. It's actually a Lamington. So it's like a massive squared Lamington cake. So it's good old Aussie food, and you know, it's pretty top.
Well, I reckon you've got every chance of picking up some more Whammingtons for yourself for 2009. But the good news, if you want to catch Mr. Kenny in not Birds of Tokyo this time, but his other band, Carnival, then here are the details. It's going to be free. It's over 18s only. It's happening at the Rosemount Hotel next Wednesday night, May the 16th. Now, doors open at 7:30, but you might want to get there early to make sure that you can get a place inside the venue. And it's not just Carnival. It's also Sugar Army are going to be playing and Unearthed Winners, the Novocaines, which is kind of cool. Hey, Kenny, how's the switch going? Birds of Tokyo had an enormous year last year, massive record. Et cetera, et cetera. I believe you're playing at Splendor in the Grass as well. You've got the Carnival thing going on. Are you a man with split personality? How are you feeling?
I guess I'm constantly divided, but, you know, it's a forever sort of rolling, you know, thing for me. If one band's laying low, then the other is absolutely active and vice versa. So whether it's touring or recording, there's always, you know, holes to fill in this Swiss cheese of life that we roll through.
Is it a Swiss cheese or is it more of a rock fort?
Oh, it depends. It depends what day. You have your stinky days and your non-stinky days, I suppose.
And are you playing? I know you've been playing like about up to five new songs in some of the Carnival's shows. Are you going to be like pulling out a bunch of new stuff when you play next Wednesday?
Absolutely, yeah. We're going to try and play as much of it as we can. I mean, we're sort of in the middle of full-time rehearsals, getting the whole record prepared to showcase live. So whatever we get up to scratch come May 6th, we'll showcase that as much as we can.
Okay, we've got Ian Kenny, lead singer of Birds of Tokyo, and Carnival, the band that he's going to be playing in, come May the 6th. If you happen to be in Perth, those details again next Wednesday night, 7:30 at the Rosemount Hotel. It's absolutely free. If you want to catch Kenny and Carnival, is this one of the first gigs that you guys have played, you know, in a long time?
It is. It's one of the first gigs for us in quite a while, actually. Okay. We've sort of been knuckled down in finishing off the record, so yeah.
Okay, so it's total excitement. It is next Wednesday night at the Rosemount Hotel with Sugar Army and the Novocaines. Let's get into a track from the new Carnival record, because I believe this is the first time it's ever been played on radio. Set Fire to the Hive is the name of this track from the new Carnival record. When are we going to see the new album, Kenny?
It will be very late May or very, very early June.
Okay. So.
Hey, and also I noticed you saying that when you're, you know, the new tour, the next tour that you do, which I guess will be for this album, will bring new impression on the typical rock show. That's what I heard.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have sort of some wonderful and brilliant ideas of what sort of production and how we will present the band this time around.
Are we talking costumes?
No, nothing like that, but just, you know, just sort of some exciting sort of stage concept. So whether we can...
What about no costumes, just nudity?
It's a nude with, like, clear Perspex guitars, yeah. Yeah, that'd be good, all pressed hands and stuff. It'd just be horrible.
That'd be nice. Yeah. Okay, well, let's get into it. Set Fire to the Hive. This is the first time anybody's heard it for the new one for Carnival. Anything you want to say before we hear it, Kenny?
Good luck. I have to listen to this one.
What time signatures is it in?
Oh, dude, like, it's fairly, parts of it are pretty straight up, but there's some bits there where I don't know what's going on.
We'll catch you next Wednesday night, Kenny. Thanks, East, mate.
Thanks, dude. See ya. Bobby, Marika, the doctor.
On Triple J.